But ein mikra yoytze midei pshutai. The sugya that we're learning now is the sugya of Simchas Beis Hashoyeva, v'im lo yachshav emosai. Now's the time to learn it. So just to talk a little bit about the Simchas Beis Hashoyeva. So again, we're just getting started, and the Gemara is going to bring some divrei agada that are going to describe in some greater detail what exactly the Simchas Beis Hashoyeva was. But we've already seen the punchline. We saw it in a Mishnah, we saw it in a Braisa. The Mishnah says, Misha leirah Simchas Beis Hashoyeva, leirah Simcha Miyamav. And the Braisa again, Misha leirah Simchas Beis Hashoyeva, leirah Simcha Miyamav. So on Sukkis, there was an incredible Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. It was known as the Simchas Beis Hashoyeva. It's interesting, the Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Beis actually brought an Amora that had a version of the Mishnah that referred to it not as the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but rather as the Simchas Beis HaChashuva. But either way, there was an incredible Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. It took place on Sukkis. Now, granted, it wasn't like a Shabbos, it wasn't like a Yontif, but at the very least, it happened 5 days of Sukkis. This happened every single day. Sometimes, if Yontif and Shabbos coincided, it even happened on 6 days. But the point is, there was a mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So here's the question, why? Why was there a Simchas Beis HaShoeva? What was so exciting that for some reason this week, during the Yontif of Sukkot, we're making this unbelievable Simcha? So the truth is, Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Nun Amud Aleph already said, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Zok Teheligar Rashi, Kol Simcha Zu, Eina Ela B'Shvel Nisach HaMayim. The purpose of this Simcha was for Nisach HaMayim. Ki the Mefarish B'Gemara, Rashi says, as is Mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara said, why was it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Because of the Pasuk of Usha'afte Mayim B'Sosin. Now, what does Usha'afte Mayim B'Sosin have to do with making this party that kosher Mishalei Ra'a Simcha Beis HaShoeva Ra'a Simcha Miyamav? The Teretz is Usha'afte Mayim B'Sosin means the Nisach HaMayim. And the whole Simcha was a Simcha that was associated with Nisach HaMayim. So you want to know why there was this Simchas Beis HaShoeva? On a chitzonius level, just understanding it superficially from a halachic perspective, the idea was it was related to the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. And Nisach HaMayim requires Usha'afte Mayim B'Sosin. The truth is that the Mishnah had said on Daf Mem Ches that when the Kohanim exited and entered to go get the water from the Shiloyach, Taku Variyah V'Taku. And the Gemara said, my time, or Minani Mili. What's the source to this? Amar Rav Eina, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ushafte Mayim B'Sosin. So you see clearly that there was an idea of Simcha associated with the Nisach HaMayim, and Rashi says, this was that Simcha. You want to know what the Simcha was all about? It was all about the Nisach HaMayim. The truth is, Rashi quotes the Mandama that called it Simchas Beis HaShoeva. There was another Mandama that referred to it as Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Now, why was it called Chashuva? So the Gemara said, Mitzvah Chashuva hi uba misheishis imei bereishis. Because Simchas Beis HaShoeva, or in that shita, Simchas Beis HaChashuva has to do with sheish imei bereishis. What's up to do with sheish imei bereishis? So Rashi said, Amar and Lil, we said earlier, Shisin, that's where the Nisach HaMayim went, Nivru misheishis imei bereishis, the Kabbalah Nesachim. So again, you see that there's some connection between Simchas Beis HaShoeva and between the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, and because Nisach HaMayim happened on Yontif of Sukkis, that's why the Simchas Beis HaShoeva happened on the Yontif of Sukkis as well. But it's Yidua that in Brisk, that Medayik, that from the Rambam, it's not Mashma, that he understood that this is what Simchas Beis HaShoeva was. The Rambam is in Hilchas Lulav, it's Perek Ches, it's Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, Afal Pisha Kol HaMayadis Mitzvah L'Smayach Ben. Even though there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on every single Yontif. However, B'chag HaSukkos, on Sukkis, Hoyse Shom B'Mikdash Simcha Yisera. There was a Simcha Yisera. There wasn't just Simcha, but there was Simcha Yisera. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Eloi Keichem Shivas Yomem. So the Pasuk says, Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yom HaRishon. We darshan this Pasuk for the last month and a half. Priyetz Hader, Kapas Tomorrow, Manafi, it's always for Arvei Nachal. And then the end of the Pasuk says, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Eloi Keichem Shivas Yomem. Says the Rambam, every Yontif has a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. But over here it says, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Eloi Keichem Shivas Yomem. So from there we learn that there's a Simcha Yisera. That in addition to the regular mitzvah of simcha that every yontif has, here there's more of a mitzvah of simcha, and that mitzvah of simcha took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, "V'ketzad hayoisim." What was the simcha? And the Rambam goes on to describe the simcha. Erev yontif harishon hayim esaknim b'mikdash makam l'nashim l'mayla u'maschilim l'smayach v'chem b'chol yom yom yimei chalamayit v'eichos esimcha zu hachalil maka u'menagnim. And then the Rambam quotes some of the Gemaras that we didn't even learn yet. Mitzvah laharbois b'simcha zu v'loi haya oisen oisa amei ha'aretz v'chol misha yirtz elo g'doy l'chach mi Yisrael v'rosh yeshivas v'asanedrim v'achsidim v'askenim v'ad shnei maiso v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But the bottom line is the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, he doesn't say a word about Nisach HaMayim. He doesn't quote the pasuk of Ushafte Mayim Besosin. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk. It says Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Says the Rambam, that pasuk is the makar. That pasuk is the makar to Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. So two things. First of all, what do you see from there that it's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash? That's pasuk. Pasuk. It says Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem always means the Mokam HaMikdash. That's what Lefnei Hashem means in the Torah. So you see clearly that that simcha was supposed to be Lefnei Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. There's an extra mitzvah of simcha, and that mitzvah of simcha has to be Lefnei Hashem. That's Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Now this pasuk of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, Chazal used to learn a very important halacha. And that is that there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, Zayin Yomim, Midai Raisa, in the Beis HaMikdash. One day begvulim, that's Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yom HaRishon, but 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. But although Chazal used that pasuk to learn a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, Zayin Yomim, it doesn't preclude the drasha of the Rambam that Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim is a makar to the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Because Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, this is Pashat, doesn't mean Dalet Minim. What it means is Simcha. So you see there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Taking Dalet Minim is an oifen of Simcha. But it's not exclusively Simcha Yedei Dalet Minim. It can mean simcha in other ways as well. So the Rambam understood that if you see Chazal made such a big deal about Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, must be because they felt that there's another way you're supposed to be Mekayim Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Number one, Dalet Minim, Zayin Yomim, B'mikdash Midai Raisa. Number two, Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. But here's the point. The point is we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Poshipshat, what was the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva all about? According to Rashi, the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva was related to the special carbon that was born on Sukkot, the Nisach HaMayim. Why would Nisach HaMayim beget such simcha? Ushaftem Mayim Besosan Mimayne HaYeshua. That's the reason. It's related to Ushaftem Mayim Besosan. That's what this was all about. And it's for that reason there was a tremendous simcha. But the point is, it's related to the carbon of the Nisach HaMayim. According to the Rambam, so hotnish seton mit karbonos. Ironically, according to the Rambam, it's not a kachim digadin. It's related to Simchas Yontif. There's a mitzvah to be besamcha every Yontif. V'samach te bechagecha, we sing every single Yontif. But on Sukkis, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shimchas yomim, there's a special pasuk of simcha. That special pasuk of simcha is 7 days. Those 7 days are supposed to be lefnei Hashem alekeichem. That's how we know that Simchas Beis HaShe'eva was supposed to be lefnei Hashem. It would seem at first glance that according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva was a mitzvah derabbanon. Meaning, there's an inyan of Ushafta Mayim Besosan. That's a deraisa. Chura not. It's a derabbanon. And the truth is, if you go through the Rashis in the Sugya, and Daf Nun Amud Beis, that the specific Rashi is Dibra Maskol Divrei Hakol Simchi Yisairihi. Rashi says Ve'ena Min HaTorah Elo L'Chabev Es HaMitzvah. The purpose of it was, it wasn't Min HaTorah, it was just to be Mechabev the Mitzvah. It's a nice inyan of Ushaftem Mayim Besosan. Going to Ram, it's a pasuk. It says Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, the same pasuk that teaches us Dalet Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a deraisa, we know that. Today it's Eichel HaMikdash, but once upon a time it was a Dairaisa. So Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, according to the Rambam, would be mid-Dairaisa as well. Now the truth is that if you want a nice Maramakim, if you take a look at the Brisker Rav in Sefer, so this is the Chedushei Maron Riza Levi, that's in the Kiddush HaChodesh Yuma Sukkah volumes. The very, very last piece on Mesechus Sukkah, this is the Hadron Halach, but the last piece of Mesechus Sukkah, so the Brisker Rav has a whole pilpul regarding the second part of yesterday's daf and the first part of today's daf, the machloikis, whether Simchas Beis HaShe'eva is Deicha Shabbos in Yontif, it's not Deicha Shabbos in Yontif, in light of this machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam, whether Simchas Beis HaShe'eva is related to the carbon or whether it's related to Simchas Yontif. You could see where this would go. If it's a carbon to get in, carbonus adaycha Shabbos and Yontif. So if it's tzairich carbon, so you can hear maybe why it would be adaycha Shabbos and Yontif. But either way, the Beskarav works through some of the nuances in the Gemara and the machloikas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmi Baraba and Tiofta to Rabbi Yosef Tiofta. In light of this machloikas, poshid and very elementary, basic, foundational understanding of what Simchas Beis HaShoeva was. According to Rambam, it was related to Simchas Yontif. There was an extra inyan of Simchas Yontif on the Yontif of Sukkot. Every Yontif be b'simcha, he have to be even more b'simcha. That's the Simcha Yisera. According to Rashi, it's Michoivas HaKarben. You brought the carbon of Nisach HaMayim, that's why you're doing it now. If you bring the Nisach HaMayim on Chanukah, then you'd be b'simcha Yisera on Chanukah. It has nothing to do with Yontif, and has nothing to do with Sukkot per se. It's related 100% to the Nisach HaMayim. Tosfos, on the very top of Daf Nun Amid Beis, brings another pshat in the Loshon Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Beis HaChashuva. But if it's Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Gemara said, it's because of the Pasuk. Ushaafte Mayim Besosin. But Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that had a different pshat in the Loshon Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Be Yerushalmi Mefarish, the reason it was called Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Mishom Shemishom Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. Because at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva event, at this spectacle, they weren't just being Shoyev Mayim for the Nisach HaMayim, but they were being Shoyev Ruach HaKodesh, Shashchina Shoyrim Mitoich Simcha. And the reason is because there was so much Simcha, and this Simcha brought to Hashoyes Hashchina. The Chziv, how do you know that Simcha has anything to do with Shchina? Vayihi kenagen ha-menagen, vatihi olav Ruach Hashem. And this is something that the Bavli quotes as well in the end of Masechtas Pesachim, the very, very end of Arbi Pesachim, that you find that the Nevi'im, sometimes they would have to take out a musical instrument. This is in Yonah D'Yayma, what we're learning right now. Or sometimes they had other people take out a musical instrument for them. And it was Vayihi Kinagin Haminagin Vati Olav Ruach Hashem. The Gemara says that's why David HaMelech, sometimes it says Mizmar L'David, and sometimes it says L'David Mizmar. When David HaMelech was in a place of Simcha, so he was able to just, Beruach HaKodesh, sing Tehillim, L'David Mizmar. But there were times that he wasn't naturally B'Simcha. So first it was Vayihi Kinagin Haminagin, it was Mizmar, Mizmar L'David, now already he was in a place of Simcha. But the point is that because there was so much Simcha, so therefore the Simcha led to Ruach HaKodesh. Shemisham Shayavim Ruach HaKodesh. What does Ruach HaKodesh have to do with Simcha's Beis HaShoeva? Shashchina Toyer Mitoich Simcha. And then the Yerushalmi brings one story, just one example of this. Umaisi Uvda D'Yoyna Ben Amitai of Mafte Yoyna fame. Shahoyim Me'oili Regalim. He was from the Oili Regalim. Ube Simchas Beis HaShoeva Sharsa Olav Shechina. It's interesting. The Gemara says in the beginning of the last parak of Masechtas Erevin that Ishtoy Shal Yoyna used to be Oili Regal. Michal Bas Kush used to put on tefillin, even though women are not obligated in tefillin, and Ishtoy Shal Yoyna used to be Oile Regal, even though it says Yerah called Schurcha, and women are not chayef to be Oile Regal. But the Yerushalmi says that Yoyna ben Amitai himself was from the Oile Regalim, and it was during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Sharsa Olav Shechina, he was Oicha Tashroi Shechina. So just to share one machshava that I saw in the Sefer Beis Yishai, from Rabbi Shlomo Fischer Shlita, the Rashiva of Itri. It's just a machshava, a little bit, al derech pnimiyas haTorah, where he explains why was it that Yoyna ben Amitai was the one person that was singled out by Chazal, that when he was Oile Regel, on Sukkot, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he was Zoicha, that he had Ruach HaKodesh. So the Yerushalmi says Simchas Beis HaShoeva not because Usha'afte Mayim B'Sosin. I'm not talking about the water that's coming out of the well. But Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Shemisham Shoyev and Ruach HaKodesh. And one example of it, Maisi Uvda D'Yoyna Ben Amitai, Shehoye Me'oyle Regalim, Uve Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shar Sol of Shechina. And at first glance, it's a Dover Sosum. Why was Yoyna Ben Amitai singled out that he's the one that at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, at the time of Nisach HaMayim, the way Rashi explains it, or during the Gevaldige Simchas Yontif, the way the Rambam explains it, he was Zoicha Tashroi Sashchina. See, he says a Dover Nifla based on a Rashi in Chumash. This Rashi is in Parshas Vayikra. It's tucked away. The Pasuk says, V'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach. Every single time a korban was brought on the Mizbeach, the first thing you had to do was, the Kohanim had to put salt on top of the carbon. There was an avoida called melicha. You're putting salt on top of the carbon. And then the pasuk says, "V'lei sashpis melach brisol kecha mi'al min chasecha." You have to make sure if you bring a carbon, never Be shoyves. Never don't put salt. I'll call karboncha takrim melech. And then some tzveitim mol. I'll call karboncha takrim melech. So the pasuk says again and again and again that a carbon had to have melech. Says Rashi, what's this all about? Why do you have to have salt on a carbon? Why is this so critical? Shabris krusel melech misheshis mei bereshis. The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had cut a deal with salt that traced itself back to the times of Sheshis and Mebereshis. What happened during Sheshis and Mebereshis? Shehuftachu Amayim, the water was promised, HaTachtoinim, the water that remained here at sea, Likarev Mizbeach, that one day it would be offered on the Mizbeach, B'melach, through its salt, the salt that comes from the ocean, the Nisuch HaMayim B'charg. And when the water, the Nisuch HaMayim, would be poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. So the Sheshis and Mebereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu negotiated a deal with the Mayim HaTachtoinim. And the deal basically was that Mayim HaTachtoinim, you're going to remain B'Tachtoinim, but in exchange for that, what you're going to have is the schos, that the salt that's going to come from you is going to eventually be on the Mizbeach. And not just that, we're going to take you water, and on Sukkos, there's going to be a mitzvah that's going to be called Nisuch HaMayim. So the rest of the story of this Rashi is a Medrash Rabbah. It's in Parashas Bereishis. The Medrash over there says, Amar Rabrachya. Rabrachya said, Lo pirshu hamayim atachtoinim, minah halyoinim, elo bebchia. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch, when he created the world, so it was all one big body of water. And then Hashem said that I want the water to be divided. So there's going to be the mayim halyoinim and the mayim atachtoinim, yikavu hamayim. And all of a sudden there was separation. And that's how yoyim yamishayinu b'shah. That's the Bnei Kairach and the Machloikis, and that's when Gehenna was created. But the point is that the Mayim went from being one being, one entity of water, and now all of a sudden you have Mayim HaTachtoinim and Mayim HaTachtoinim. So some of the water was going to go to the Elyoinim, and some of the water was going to remain with the Tachtoinim. So Rabbi Brechia said that when this happened, you can't imagine the scene that was taking place. The Mayim HaTachtoinim, which is a body of water, was crying, right? The water was crying. But the point is, there were Bechias that were going on. And he said, this is what Eve meant in the Pasuk, when he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Chibesh, he created water, he fashioned water. How did he fashion the Naharis? Mipchi. It came from Treren. It came from Bechias. The Mayim HaTachtoinim was crying. Rav Tancha Maisel Mehacha. Rav Tancha said the same exact thing, but he had a different pasuk. He didn't learn it from Sefer Iyev Perek Chav Ches. He learned it from a different pasuk in Iyev, where the pasuk says, Oysa Eretz Bekoichoi L'Koil Titoi Hamoin Mayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oysa Eretz Bekoichoi, and he was L'Koil Titoi Hamoin Mayim. There was Titan in my mind. He created the body of water. But this body of water happened L'Koil. It was L'Koil Titoi HaMoyim Mayim. The Titoi HaMoyim Mayim, the creation of the water, happened with Koilus. What does Koil mean? So Rav Tanchum said, V'ein L'Koil Elo Bechi. Koil means crying. Heich Ma Da'at Omer. How do you know that? Koil Berama Nishma. And what's the end of the pasuk? Rochel Mavaka Albonel. So you see, Koil means crying. And that's L'Koil Titoi HaMoyim Mayim. So Rav Brachia and Rab Tamchan and the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Bereishis both said the same thing. Like Pirshu Amayim HaTachtoinim and Elyoinim Ela B'Bchiyah. That when the Mayim HaTachtoinim and Mayim Elyoinim split up, there was B'Bchiyahs going on. B'Bchi Nahoreis Chibesh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nahoreis Chibesh, it was B'Bchiyah, it was with Treren. L'Koil Titoin HaMoyim Mayim. That when it was Titoin HaMoyim Mayim, it happened with Koilus. What does Koil mean? It means crying. Kol B'Roma Nishma Rochel Mavak Albaneh. It happened with crying. So what was all this crying about? What was the crying? So if you look in the Pirish on the side of the Medrash Rabbah, this is the Pirish Yedei Moshe. So he says, you have to know another Medrash for this. The Medrash says, the reason they were crying was, is Al Shemoy Zachu Liyos Kreivim L'Shechina. The reason they were crying was, is because the Mayim HaTachtoinim said, what kind of deal is this? The Mayim Elyoinim is going to be with the Shechina. They're going to be in the Elyoinim, and we're going to be, what, the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean? So what? So ships are going to sail across of us, and explorers one day are going to be coming here and coming there. So we're not interested. Why should we get stuck? That's not a fair deal. You're Belyoinim with the Tachtoinim, and they were crying. It was Kol Berama Nishma Racham Avak Albaneh. It was Mipchi Naharis Chibesh. They didn't want to have anything to do with this. They were Pasha crying Bepchil. Why should we be Betachtoinim? We want to be with the Shechina. We want to be Belyoinim. So what did Abish to tell them? He told them, it's true. I hear what you're saying. I hear. You want to be Betachtoinim. But you have to realize I'm creating a world. And this world that I'm creating right now, it needs water. Because without water, this world can't survive. And you have to realize the purpose and the tachlis that you have. Like the Navi Yeshaya said, Ki em hirva es ha'aretz, v'hoylida v'etzmicha, v'nasan zera l'zeireya, v'lechem l'oichel. You have such an important job. Your job is to make sure that the world is going to function and the world's going to be sustained. You're going to make sure there'll be zera l'zeireya, there's going to be lechem l'oichel, there's going to be v'hoylida v'etzmicha. Without you, there can't be a bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Mayim HaTachtoyim, I understand you want to be Bel Yoyinim, and I understand you're not happy with the way this deal worked out. But listen, do what I'm asking you to do. Fulfill your tafkid, and I'm going to give you something in return. You know what you're going to get in return? Your return is going to be, there's going to be a day where we're going to take melach from you, from the Mayim, and every single carbon that's going to be brought, I'll call karbon chotakriv melach. But then he said, not just that, there's going to be a very, very special yontif one day. It's going to be the yontif of Sukkot. It's going to be for 7 days. And during the yontif of Sukkot, there's going to be a simcha yeseira of kol misha leiroh, simchas beis hasha'ev leiroh, simcha biyamav. And it's going to all center, it's going to pivot around a carbon. You know what that carbon is going to be? It's going to be Mayim. And that's going to be your schar, your reward for remaining betachtoinim, even though you're crying, and even though it's something that you really, really don't want. But as a zman schar, for listening to what I'm asking, and for taking one for the team, your reward is going to be one day, there'll be melech, but asher nageyu l'inyoneinu, because that's what we're learning right now. We're not learning menachas. We're learning right now the sugyas of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. There's going to be nisuch hamayim. The nisuch hamayim is the schar that you're going to end up getting for what you did. So Rav Shlomo Fischer said a dover nifla. He says, you know the way I see nisuch hamayim? It sounds like the Eibishter was consoling the mayim atachtoinim. The mayim atachtoinim thought that they were going to lose out. They thought, if I'm betachtoinim, so how am I going to be Bel Yoinim? How am I going to have Dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I am HaTachtoinim, you have to realize, when you give yourself up, Fayenim, when you're Mois and Nefesh, when you're willing to be B'Tachtoinim, you'll live in the blotter. Why? Because you understand, Ki Em Hirva Es Ha'aretz, V'Hoylida V'Etzmicha V'Nasan Zera L'Zereya V'Lechem La'Oichel, you don't lose out. And ultimately, you're going to see, you're going to be zoicha to azad veikis, that the nisuch hamayim, with all the primis ha-toyra of nisuch hamayim, and we know on some level, that mishloi ros, simchas beisash reva, loi ros, simcha miyamim, you know when that's going to come out? It's going to come out when we take your, you're not losing from being betachtoinim, because a yid doesn't lose from being betachtoinim as long as he's doing it for yanim. When a yid's moist and nefesh for somebody else, he never loses out. And said Rav Shlomo Fischer, that if you want to see this point, and bring it out so stark, he says, go through the Torah of the Heiligach Samsoif. And this is the Torah we always speak out. This is the gift that keeps on giving. Hafachba, vafachba, the kulaba, and every other adjective I can think of. But the point is, it doesn't stop. It says, look at the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. He said, the Chassam Sofer said this keseder. Keseder and keseder, that you don't lose out from giving up. He said, Avram Avinu was never chanoich. Right? Chanoich became a malach. Ve'einenu kiloka choyse alikim. He became the malach matat. Avram Avinu didn't become the malach matat. Oh, but Klal Yisrael came through Avram Avinu. Said the Chassam Sofer, why? He should have came through chanoich. He said, Avram Avinu never reached the Madrega of Chanoich, 100%. But at the same time, Avram Avinu didn't reach the Madrega of Chanoich, not because he couldn't have reached the Madrega of Chanoich, but it's because he chose to give himself up for Yanim. V'anefesh asha asu b'charen. Avram Avinu didn't just learn Torah. He put himself out there for other people. And because of that, he became greater in terms of what he was zoiche to than Chanoich, although on an individual level, Chanoich accomplished much more during his lifetime than Avram Avinu ever did. Because it's this idea that Chassam Sofer says in the Petuchei Chosim, a person never loses out. Chassam Sofer says, that's me Talmid HaYoyis Mekulon. You don't lose out when you give away from somebody else. He brings from his Rebbe Dafla, who said this in Panim Yafis, that said, Rapreda, he taught with his Talmud 400 times, he was Zoichet to 400 years. What was the idea of 400 Kenegav? It's because he thought this Rebbe did, that maybe he's losing out from teaching this Talmud. Rapreda didn't lose anything. He ended up getting everything back, because a person doesn't lose when he gives himself up for somebody else. That's the Gemara, Umi Midbar Matana. That's someone that's Mesem Atzmoy Kemidbar. So Noisen Le Terebe Matana. You make yourself like a Midbar, you Hefker, anybody that, hey, anyone could trample all over you. But you don't lose out from that. There's an idea of Umi Midbar Matana. So said Rav Shlomo Fischer. That's what happened over here with the Mayim. The Mayim remained betachtoinim, didn't want to be betachtoinim. Like Pirshu Mayim Atachtoinim and Al Yoinim, Ela Bepchiyah. Hadol dechsim bepchi nahara ischibesh. L'kol titen amay mayim. What does the kol mean? It's kol b'rama nishma. It happened bepchiya. And the mayim atachtoinim thought it was losing out. Eibush said, you're not going to lose that. You're going to see. The nisach hamayim is going to come through you. And what's going to come through the nisach hamayim and all the madregas and all the helag avoidas that are going to come through nisach hamayim, that's something that's so gewaldig. And that's something you're going to be zoiche to dafka because you're in the mayim atachtoinim. We can't go to the mayim elyoinim to be shafta mayim besosim to do the mitzvah of nisach hamayim. The only water we have access to for the avoid of nisach hamayim is the mayim atachtoinim. So he said, remain betachtoinim and you're going to see you're not going to lose out. You're going to end up being zoiche. You're going to end up being zoiche to a gewaldiger dveikus. I said Reb Shlomo Fischer, he said that there was one person in history that brought out this point very, very stark. He was willing to sacrifice so much for Yana. You know what that was? It was Yoina ben Amitai. What's the story of Yoina? This is in Yana de Yoima in a few weeks. So what's the Yana de Yoina? What's the story of Yoina ben Amitai? The story was Hashem sends him with a shlichus and he tells him, go to Ninveh or Ira Gedoyla. And he says, go tell them to do tshuva. And Yoina didn't go. He starts running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yoina. He's a Navi. He's running away from Hashem. Doesn't even make sense. There's one precedent for running away from Hashem. Adam and Chava, they were hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Didn't play out well. What's Yoina doing? He's running away from Hashem. What's Pashup Shat? How can he run away from Hashem? So Chazal say, everyone knows this, because Yoina made a cheshbon. He said, I talk to the Yidden all the time and I try to get them to do tshuva, they don't listen. He says, you know what I think is going to happen? I think I'm going to go to Ninveh now. I'm going to tell them to do tshuva and they're going to listen and they're going to do tshuva. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to make the Yidden look very, very bad. So Yoina said, Ich kenish falaydin, that through my teichacha that I'm going to go, give Ninveh, the Yidden are going to look bad and it's going to end up causing who knows what for the Jewish people. So Yoina said, I'd rather do something so foolish. I'm going to quote unquote run away from Hashem, which came with punishments. He was swallowed by a fish. So, I mean, it didn't really work out so well in the short term, but he was willing to sacrifice everything. Everything on an individual level. Why? To save Klal Yisrael, because he understood that if he fulfills his shlichus, it's not going to work out. But what was the end of the story? The end of the story is Yoina didn't lose. He got punished in the short term. But ultimately he didn't lose out. You know why he didn't lose out? Because his Mesiris Nefesh was a Mesiris Nefesh for other people. It was a Mesiris Nefesh for the Jewish people. And that's why Yoina didn't lose anything. What did Yoina get? Yoina got Gevaldige Ruach HaKodesh. He got Gevaldige Nevuah. He had a tremendous Madreg of Ashrayis HaShchina. But when did he get that Nevuah? When did he get to Ashrayis HaShchina? When did it all play out? Zokti Yerushalmi. You want to know when it played out? It was Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It happened at the time of the Nisach HaMayim. It happened at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. At that time, Yoina ben Amitai was Shoev. He was able to take in Ruach HaKodesh. He took in Ruach HaKodesh dafka at the time of the Nisach HaMayim. Because the Nisach HaMayim, said Reb Shlomo Fischer, is his man, where it's Nisoirer, this Bechina, that right now the water is being repaid for remaining B'tachtoin and B'pchiyah. Because this is the way it works. You give up. B'pchiyah, you give up because you know it's the right thing to do. Because v'nasin zeril is a rei v'lechem lo'eichel. Ultimately, you're going to end up on the Mizbeach. And you're going to end up being the Nisuch HaMayim. So it's at that time where there was a tremendous hashpa. A tremendous hashpa of this idea, the idea of the Chassam Sofer, of Mitamida Yosef Mikun, that a person doesn't lose out when he gives himself up for other people. That's when Yoina ben Amitai didn't lose out. And that's when Yoina ben Amitai, all of a sudden, the water was Ushafta Mayim Besosin, that was the Mayim Atachtoinim, but there was also a Mayim El Yoinim, that from which Yoina was able to be Shoyev Ruach HaKodesh. So there was Ruach HaKodesh that happened at that time, but the significance, the Nusach of this Ruach HaKodesh was that all the Yidden that came, and Yidden, that throughout their lives, we all give up, everyone does, gives up for other people and all the chassadim that people try to do, whether it's their family, it doesn't matter who it is. But when a person's ruchnius is not just him, but his orbit, his va'ani, on a ruchniistic level, is something that encompasses other people, he doesn't lose out from that. You don't lose out from trying to help someone else and be mechazik somebody else in a ruchniistic way. There is no hefsid from that. And the time where that midah is nisayir so strongly is the time of Nisach HaMayim. That was the tifkeit of the Ruach HaKodesh and the Madregas. All of a sudden, the Yidden walk in and the Shoyev Ruach HaKodesh, where's Ruach HaKodesh coming from? Teretz is all the Ruach HaKodesh that the Yidden could have been zoiche to. All the Yidden that gave up their whole lives, whether it's to teach Talmidim or children or Mishpacha, or just be mechazik another person, give up an hour here for a Yid to be mekarvim a little bit in any which way. So you don't lose out. So when did you get that? What's the cheshbon? Yeah, at one point did this all even up? Like, what's the payday? The payday was Ushafta Mayim Besasim. At the same time that the Mayim HaTachtoinim was being repaid and was getting the schus that it had, like Rashi says in Chumash and Parshas Vayikra, to go on the Mizbeach, it's at that time that there was a Ushafta Mayim Besasim from the Mayim El Yoinim, where the Yidden was Shayev Ruach HaKodesh being made whole for all those Madregas of Ruchnias that they didn't get on their own simply because they had given up so much to other people.